Dear colleagues, Russia has made its choice. Our priorities are in favor of further improving democratic institutions and developing our economy. Considering the global trends of today, we want to consolidate our society based on tradition, values and patriotism. We have a peaceful integrational agenda. We work actively with our counterparts within the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, the BRICS, the Eurasian Economic Union, and others. Our policy pursues unification rather than breakdowns. It is also baseless to argue that Russia is trying to restore some kind of an empire and trying to destroy the sovereignty of its neighboring states. Russia does not demand some kind of an exclusive role in the world. I would like to emphasize that we do respect the interests of others, but we would like our interests and our opinions to be respected likewise. It is obvious that the world has now entered into a period of a deep and profound transformation, and we all need to be cautious and very deliberate in order to avoid some hasty and dangerous steps. Some of the players in the global relations have forgotten those rules in the years following the end of the Cold War. We need to go back to that. Otherwise, some of their ideas might prove serious delusion, and the current trend might prove to be the beginning of a destruction of the global world order. We're talking about some serious hard work, but we once managed to develop rules of conduct following the Second World War. We managed to agree in the 1970s in Helsinki over the Helsinki process. So it is our task to come to terms in this new stage of development. Thank you very much.